Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Crapsers, to episode 8 of the Creepy Crap Podcast, and my name is Danny Boy. Thank you for listening. I've chosen a great little movie this week, and you can find it on Shudder if you've got that. It is called Slacks, S-L-A-X-X. It's from 2020, goes for 77 minutes, pretty short, 5.4 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. It was directed by Elzar Kebhart. I'm probably not saying that right either, but yeah, it didn't star anyone I know, so I'm not going to bother reading a bunch of names that don't mean anything to me. But the movie is Slacks, and here's the synopsis. When a possessed pair of jeans begins to kill the staff of a trendy clothing store, it is up to Libby, an idealistic young sales clerk, to stop its bloody rampage. So that's a quick synopsis for Slacks. And now, before I start talking about the movie, we've got a promo. We haven't had any for the last few weeks, but now we've got plenty. So I'm going to start off with this one. And it is Beyond the Shadows podcast. That's right. You can get them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And they're on all major podcast apps. And if you want to hear about them, here's a little clip.
All right, I think I hacked in.
We're on the air?
Shh, security's outside.
But how's my hair?
It's a radio station.
Psst, psst. You guys hear about the Beyond the Shadows podcast with Ryan and Scott?
You guys into paranormal?
What about true crime?
How about UFOs and cryptids?
We also have mad hauntings.
We got security.
No, we don't. We're not big enough to need it yet.
No, we got security.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Get out of here! Listen to the Beyond the Shadows podcast.
It's a pretty decent clip. I feel like after hearing that, you're like, these guys are probably worth checking out. And if you want to buy some shirts and some hoodies and all that sort of shit, they've also got a merch shop, so you can check that out. That's Beyond the Shadows podcast. Thanks for the clip, guys. And let's talk about the movie now. Let's get into Slacks. So the movie starts off, we see a bunch of young Indian girls, they're picking cotton in a field, they're in an experimental field, whatever that is, and they are picking cotton for the Canadian Cotton Clothiers. And then it pans from the label we can see on the sign into the shop that I'm assuming is in Canada, and then we see the people that work in this lovely shop, and they are all horrible people that look like bags of shit who think they're so fucking good because they work in a shop. You sell fancy clothes, you didn't design them, you didn't make them. You're not fancy, you just sell them. I never understand the attitudes in every show. I don't go to these places, so maybe they're based off real things because they must be dickheads in these shops as well. Like, oh, I sell suits, I'm so much fucking better than you. You sell the fucking clothes. I'm the one buying them. You don't have the money, I do. What the fuck? You're shit. But yeah, I never get the attitude. It's basically a whole store of all these fuckwits who think they're so fucking cool. And you can just see like every character is so unlikable. And then you've got this young happy girl, she's starting, her name is Libby. She's all excited and like, I love that the clothes are sustainably sourced. And she believes all the media that everyone else does about this shop because it must be super popular, whatever else. But yeah, everyone's here. It's Monday Madness. They're doing a midnight lockdown, whatever the hell that is. So everyone who works there is locking in for the night. It's her first shift. She starts at 12:01 midnight and they're getting the store ready for Monday morning because they're releasing this new pair of pants and they're going to change the face of pants. They're basically pants that suit whoever's wearing them. It could be unisex, whoever you are, whatever shape you are, it is going to fit you and make you look amazing and make you have a sweet ass. And that's what's going on, and this is going to break the fucking world. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of staff all staying back, all working, so they can get the shop ready for it. And that's basically the premise here. Everyone's kind of controlling and shitty, and the manager is just really stressing out because he wants to be the regional manager and he doesn't want anything to go wrong. But the big boss is coming down and he is going to check it. Howard's going to do a presentation, give him a bunch of shit, give him a speech, and he's like, yes, I'm there. He's second in charge is there, and there's an influencer who is a pain in the ass. Her name is Peyton Jules. She's just obnoxious. She's an influencer. She's like, oh my God, I got a pair of yoga pants. Ah! And you're just like, oh my God. And you can tell they're mocking it. Like, I get what they're doing. And they're doing a good representation of how some people are just so fucking painful to watch. You're like, oh my God. But yeah. They basically are breaking the lockdown for a few minutes so she can sneak in, so she can do her reviews, videos, posts, all the fuck, review these pants, get some free shit, and talk up the shop. And because she's the top influencer on YouTube, that everything she says will do so much extra business because everyone's like, if she says they're good, we're going in there. So they're all excited. All this stuff's happening. But there is also a little side problem that Libby and all the rest haven't found out yet. It's that some of the pants, especially one pair specifically, is haunted, possessed by the body of someone we don't know. But the pants are killer pants. They can move, they can do shit. And we're like, oh my God, what the fuck? How is this happening? How is this possible? How is a pair of pants going to kill people? How is that going to happen, you wonder? Well, let's get into the movie. That's what is going to happen here. So Libby is starting her shift. She is trying to get a rundown on whatever's going on here, but no one will talk to her. Every person she talks to is just shitter and shitter. She doesn't get a discount. Like, no one she talks to is cool. And even one of them who kind of looks like she'd be kind of cool because she looks a bit edgier, a bit like she's rebelling against the look of everyone else. Even she shit to her because she's always just got her music in her ear. She takes offense because she's like, oh, hey, I love this music. It's Bollywood music or something. She's like, oh, so my parents are Indian. You just assume I listen to Bollywood music? And she's like, oh, no, I thought you were listening. Whatever. And everyone's just rude to her. Like, they're over the top rude to her. And you're just watching. You're like, fuck, I hate all these people. I can't wait for you to die. Like, this is like therapy when you watch your shit where you're like, these people are pieces of shit. You don't feel bad for anyone in this movie. One of the top seller girls is basically like, I don't care what's going on, steals a pair of pants, puts them on, and then she's like, yeah, I'm so good, and then just goes on and like, oh my God, Bloody Mary's here, I've got to plug up my hole. I'm like, do you have to word it like that? Like, I get it, it's a thing, but yeah, they're like, what? We're about to start. She's like, no, I need to go, unless you want blood everywhere. And they're like, all right, just go, whatever. And she goes to the toilet because she thinks she's having a period, I guess, and she sits down, and then she can't get the pants on. She's like, what the fuck? Like, what is happening here? And she's trying to pull them down. And you can see they're going tighter and tighter. She's like, oh, what is happening? And then the pants basically squeeze her hips. We don't see it, but it's implied that it squeezes so hard. There's blood everywhere anyway. Cuts her in half, I'm assuming. And then the pants basically absorb all the blood. And it's hard to tell because there's no body. The toilet is spotless. That the pants have absorbed every drop of blood and possibly the whole body. But they're still flat as. I'm like, how did the pants eat all that and then consume it and hide it? I don't understand where the body's going. Because there's a point later on you can see a pile of bodies, but there's a ton of people that are missing that there's no explanation. And then you can tell they've definitely been gone somewhere. Like, you don't see the pants moving the body or anything like that, but I don't really understand. But yeah, the first one is gone. You're like, yes, good, sweet, that's one down. And then the next one who everyone hates, she's the next one in line. She's the other top dog. She's basically like the floor manager, I guess. Where is she gone? What the fuck, man? Where is she? And then she goes, sees the pants, tries them on herself because they're like, oh, well, if she stole them, I can steal them, I guess. She goes to put them on. She gets thrown into a hook. It goes into her head. She dies. She gets dissolved or eaten or whatever the fuck the pants do. She's gone as well. And then the manager is like, where are my two top sellers? And it's like, you're not selling yet. Like, you're just stocking the place. Like, calm down a little bit. You've got hours. It's midnight. It just got midnight. You've got 8 hours to pack this place. Like, do you need this many staff? I don't understand why there's so many people there. They're not opening at like 2 a.m. or something. It's not Black Friday or anything like that. But yeah, Libby goes to look for him. She can't find them. And she's just like, what is going on? She goes for a bit of wander. And then they send another guy. He's the third most obnoxious person. He's a dickhead as well. His name is Lord. And then he gets killed. But then later on, they find his head in a box where the rest are just completely disappeared or hidden away or whatever the fuck. Because in a post-credit scene, you can see them like hidden away and they're all ripped up and all this sort of stuff. I'm like, is this bloopers or did this actually happen? Because it didn't happen in the movie. But I don't know, if you watch that, you're like, oh, that's what happened. His head is found in a box later on and they're all dying off one by one. It is going to shit. So the manager is a control freak, finds Lord's head in a box, and he's like, oh shit, and doesn't do anything about it. But then Libby walks up because she's still looking for the other two. She walks up to him. She's like, oh my God, oh my God, we gotta call the police. And he's like, no, don't call the police. And you're kind of like, wait, you've just found a dead body and you haven't done anything about this. What is wrong with you? He's like, don't do it, because he's like, I don't want the bad press. If there's bad press here, I'm going to lose my job and I won't become regional manager. And then she's like, we've got to do something. And he's like, yeah, cool. Just go over there for a sec. She walks for about 2 seconds and then he just knocks her out and then hides her and locks her away in a warehouse somewhere. Well, I don't know exactly where. She's locked away at this point. And then he walks back to the store and he's all like happy. He's got a big smile. He's like, hey, okay, so let's get sorted, everyone. And then the influencer shows up. She's so annoying. Like, she's over the top shitty because you feel like that's definitely the character. I feel like whoever made this didn't like influencers, probably didn't like people who work at clothing stores, because these characters are so over the top that they're definitely taking the piss. And I like it for that reason, unless they think this is cool, this is how they should look. I doubt that's why they did that. But yeah, if they did, that's shit. But if they are taking the piss, I like it. So yeah, the influencer shows up. She's like, I'm going to do my live. And then the second in charge of the main guy is like, no, you can't do the lives. We told you not to do that. She's like, yeah, all right. And then the second she walks away, she's like, I'm going to do that anyway. Let's do a live. And then basically she stands right near the pants. And these pants, every time they get a kill, adds a little bit more red to the little logo, kind of like an S or a two S's kind of thing. SS, not a good look. But anyway, they're standing there. The influencer, Peyton or whatever her name is standing there in front of these pants. And, oh my God. So you guys, I love everything, right? But these I need. These are the pants I need. I can't. And she's just so annoying and over the top. Dial it down, love. But then you get a nice bit of like relief, because the pants that are sitting behind her, the killer ones that have the red on the label, grab her as if like the legs are arms, choke her, start twisting, and they keep going and going, and then pop, go to Weasel Baby. Her neck is fucking broken. She is dead. The camera crew is like, what the fuck? Then the pants jump for the camera crew, they're killed, and then everyone on the floor, who I feel watched her die, didn't give a shit, because they were taking photos and all this sort of stuff, watched it, didn't care, and now everyone is getting attacked. And I think it's by the same pair of pants, but I think other pants are also coming alive now, because you see them later and there's heaps. And you're like, okay, all these pants are coming alive now. And the whole floor, the whole storeroom floor is dead now, because the Struthy or whatever her name is, Truthy, something like that. The manager keeps calling a different name, so I don't 100% get a name exactly. But she's at the back, she's got headphones on, she's just doing her own thing. She doesn't give a shit. She's so oblivious to what's happening. Libby's still asleep, the manager's away, and then the second in charge is with him. And they're just kind of like, there's only four left at this point. Her name might be Shruti, but anyway, she's sitting there packing clothes or whatever, and she's got her music on, and it's Bollywood music. And then the pants hear the music and start dancing. She has no idea this is happening behind her, but the pants are full on dancing to the music. And you're like, oh, okay, they like Indian music for some reason. Why could that possibly be? And then she's sitting there. She's like, oh, break time, sweet. Walks away. The manager is all aware at this point that everyone is dying because of this shit. So she walks away. Libby wakes up, comes back on the floor, sees everyone is gone. What the hell is happening here? Where did everyone go? Looks at the camera, realizes that the pants killed everyone, freaks out, runs to the break room, tells Shruti that. It's like, look at this. And she's like, what are you interrupting me for? She's like, watch this video. She's like, oh my God, shit. And she's like, wait, are you listening to that music? She's like, oh, yep. Well, yeah, I do actually do like that music as well, but, you know, you shouldn't assume or whatever else. I don't know, weird little sort of like, don't assume people from the country like their fucking stereotypes or whatever, even if they do, whatever. But she's talking about it. They go to the manager and they're like, this is happening, it's crazy, man. And then the one who's second in charge to the main boss is like, you're never going to be regional manager. Like, I don't know why I give up. You are shit. You don't let a man do a woman's job and all this sort of stuff. And he's like, yep, okay. Okay, indeedy. Okie dokies, indeedy. And you can tell, like, it's just, oh, this is actually a quite a clever point at this point, where he's, you're going to go outside. I can see the cameras. The pants are out there. You're fucking dead. You talk to me like shit. You're the next in line. Enjoy. Well, yeah, yeah, you're better than me. Whatever. Out you go. She goes outside. You can hear screaming. She's instantly killed. But then he's basically like, fuck, I got these other two who actually have heart and a bit of soul. And he's like, fuck. He's like, oh, you know what? We should go down here. Walks down a warehouse a little bit, or it's a warehouse or a storeroom. I don't really know exactly. I don't work in these sort of areas, but they go down somewhere. He locks them in and he's like, oh shit. He's like, you can come out if you give me the camera. And they're like, no, we have to expose this, because they realize at this point as well, I just skipped that whole part, that one of them's like, wait, look back at the footage. She's dancing to the Indian music. Maybe she likes Indian music. And then there's Indian music playing for some fucking reason. I think it's because the store is like claiming it's sustainably sourced cotton from India. So they're all like, yes, we value our workers over there. We give them great benefits and all this sort of stuff, which turns out to be complete bullshit. They're just making it up. They're still going to sweatshops or whatever else, exploiting young people. Like, I think the girl who gets attacked is like 13 or something like that, but they are from India. That's the point. So yeah, she speaks Hindu and Shruti's like, okay, I'm going to talk to this person because now the pants have taken over a mannequin's body and somehow can control the mannequin. I don't know how exactly. We don't know what they're doing. You don't ever hear a word coming out of them at all. They're having a conversation through intercom through the manager's office and outside in the hallway, and she starts writing with the girl's hand on the wall like it's a severed hand. There's a lot of blood. I mean, fuck, this thing's got free refills. And they just keep writing all this stuff, and she's like, what is happening? And it's Kadeem or something. I can't remember the name. I didn't write it down, but it was like, she died. Justice for her. And they're like, oh, wait, what happened? And then it's implied that the girl who dropped the cotton died in the machine. Like, it was like an accident. Her scarf gets caught. She gets pulled in. There's blood everywhere, but no one gave a shit, it sounds like. No one did anything. They covered it up, just continued on their merry way. And she's like, okay, cool. No one gave a shit. I'm going to kill everyone who works at this place. And they're like, we didn't do it. It's not our fault. All this sort of stuff. But then it goes back to the manager and the storeroom and all this sort of stuff. And then he goes up to Shruti, and it's kind of unexpected at this point. He just grabs some sharp metal, stabs her in the chest. And you're like, oh, wait, what? She's dead. And you're like, oh, I thought she was going to come back at some point. But no, she's just dead. He just killed her. I'm going to get what I want. Libby runs off, and it's only him and Libby at this point. And Libby runs into a storeroom, sees all the pants, and they kind of light up. You know, like I Am Legend or vampire film. I don't know exactly 100%, but it's like they're all feasting in the dark, and they're going to town. It's fine. They don't go to her. And then he goes in with light, and they're like, like sort of look up like, hey, you interrupted our feeding, because there's a whole bunch of the people from the storeroom in the floor now. And then he's chasing after her, and then he sort of gets attacked by all the other pants. Now there's like an army of them, and they just jump all over him. He's like, no, no. And then they just eat all the flesh off his body. He's just a skeleton with his eyeballs still intact. And then she's like, oh my god, phew, we got to do this. Good. We got to get the word out there, because if I can get the word out there, which is kind of what they were trying to organize, because before he died, he ran in and sprayed the mannequin with a fire extinguisher. I'm like, they weren't on fire. That's not going to hurt them or kill them or anything. It just pissed them off. They were all calm. And they're like, yep, if you spread the word, put it on social media or whatever else, it'll be fine, because they were going to use Peyton's account, I think. But yeah, he fucks the whole thing up. Libby's still trying to do it now. So Libby's running around. She's the only one left in the whole building. And she's running around. She gets back to the store now. She's on the floor. And then she sees all these people coming to the door. And she's like, oh, no, 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 no. Go, get out of here. Get out of here. And she's trying to hold the door. And then they just push in because they're so desperate for jeans. It's like she's trying to help them at this point, and they don't listen to her at all. They're like, fuck you. It's like a fucking young girl. You're like, calm down. If there was security there, like, what are you doing? Wait till the doors are open. Like, calm down. They're just fucking jeans. Your ass is like, what? Oh, my ass looks so much better. Your life is going to change instantly. Calm down. But they push the door open, throw her to the ground, basically run over her, and she's just trampled. Her head is bleeding out. And you're like, oh shit, is she all right? He's like, no, these people just killed this person because they pushed the door open so hard. They've trampled her. She's smashed her head and she's bleeding out. And you could just see her sort of like losing life. And she's got the memory card in her hand still. And while this is happening, we don't get to see it. Every person that pushed past her and responsible for her dying, you can hear getting destroyed, because the whole store is just jeans standing up, pretending to be on like display. And all those jeans have destroyed everyone who came in. They're just on a bloodbath. There's blood everywhere. It's all over the windows. It's saying Mad Monday. And that is basically the end. We see her die. She's got the memory card in her hand, which I assume once someone finds her, they'll be able to look at the memory card, see it, post it, get justice for the one who died. And then they realize that this company is a pile of shit, even though like you feel like the blood everywhere would probably be a good sign that a whole store of people just died. Maybe we shouldn't keep buying from here. I don't know. But that is the end of Slacks. And then all the cool effects are basically ruined, because once the credits start, you see someone dancing and you see how it's done. Well, that ruined that effect. Thanks a lot. Like, I knew they weren't fucking real pants, obviously, but it's a bummer. And I think the attempt at bloopers, like someone doing a little shitty face, I'm like, Is this good? Is it? I'm like, I don't know. It's just crap. And then right at the end, the young guy who like sleeps with one of the, like, I think the floor manager or whatever, meet me in the change rooms at 5. He comes out. It's been longer than 5 minutes. You're like, oh, okay. So one person did live, but I assume by the time he walks out, he'll get killed anyway. But yeah, it's kind of like, oh, her little booty call of this young guy. They're like, jailbait. He lives. And no one else lives in this movie. The entire fucking cast of this movie is killed and dead, and that's it. The killer genes live, and I don't know, I guess run out of the store and start killing the whole city and then the world. I don't know. I don't know if they take over the genes or only those genes will do. Like, if they get burned, will they get killed? Like, you never see one get defeated. Like, nothing happens in this movie against the genes because they're basically like the two people that try to do something help it. Doesn't happen. And then everyone else, because they're so selfish and rude and whatever else, end up ruining it for them. And I think it's like a good story of like how shit people are. These people are so selfish and don't give a shit about anyone else that they ultimately kill everyone because of this. They're so selfish, they don't care about anyone else, so everyone else dies. And that's pretty much what happens. No one lives, and that's the end of Slacks. The only thing I've got to say after this is some numbers, because it's ratings time. Now it's time for the movie rating. There's 4 parts with a max score out of 5 per section, adding up to a potential total score out of 20. Part 1 is characters. Was it relatable? Was it fun? Was it annoying? Part 2 is the plot. Was it plausible? Enjoyable? Rubbish. Part 3 is the quality. Was it good effects? Did it look good? And part 4 is the vibe. What was the feeling once it finished? So that's the 4 sections. Now let's find out the results. So my ratings for the movie Slacks, part 1, the characters. I've given it a 1 out of 5 because if it wasn't for Libby, the characters are so shit and annoying and you just want them dead. Like, that's a great thing to see some characters die off or whatever in a movie, but they're so annoying, they're so rude. They're just unbearable to watch. Every scene you're in, fuck, I hope you stop talking, cunt. I hate you. Shut up. So yeah, 1 out of 5 for the characters. They were all god awful. And it also, like, just Libby was alright, but she's a bit like, oh my god. She's the only good one by default. But yeah, 1 out of 5. Part 2 is the plot. I gave it a 4 out of 5 because, man, for a movie about killer pants, it's pretty good. It's pretty basic. They're in a shop. The pants are there. The pants wake up and are like, I'm going to fucking kill everyone because they're all pieces of shit. I don't know. It's plausible, I guess, within the world of killer pants or whatever else, possessed pants. Never really see this before, so it was pretty good. I'll give it, like, you know, a bit of points for uniqueness, so 4 out of 5. Part 3 is the quality. I've given this a 3 out of 5 because you do see a fair bit of blood, but you don't get to see almost any of the kills. You see a little bit. Any ones where it's like choked out or something like that. See people killed and stabbed. Not too much. You don't get to see the cool ones where they're getting ripped apart or anything like that. You just see that afterwards, which is a bummer. You see a head in a box and stuff like that. But yeah, you don't get to see the cool murders. I want to see the first kill. That would have been pretty cool where she gets like cut in half or something. There was a lot of blood. I wanted to see why. We didn't get to see it. So yeah, you've earned 3 out of 5. And then part 4 is the vibe. The vibe after this movie is a 1 out of 5. If it wasn't obvious, it was very annoying. I haven't actually seen this before. Anyway, but I felt like it seemed more fun the first time. Characters and everyone else in it, you don't care for them. You're just like, fuck, you're all annoying. You're just rooting for the pants. You'll kill everyone. Go to the town and kill everyone else as well. Like, they're just annoying. Even Libby, the only one who's decent in the whole movie, gets killed off. But yeah, it's one of those movies. I've seen it. I'm talking about it. I'll talk about it for the week it's out now because of this episode. I'll probably never watch it ever again. It would have to be an incredible amount of circumstance me to want to watch this again. It's fine. It's easy to watch. It's 77 minutes. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not that hard to watch. It's just don't feel the need to watch it again, I guess. So yeah, 1 out of 5. That comes to a total of, drum roll, 9 out of 20. That's pretty god awful, actually. But yeah, 9 out of 20 for 2020's movie Slacks. My name's Danny Boy. Thank you, Creepy Crapsers, for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast this week. I hope you like it. Hope it was enjoyable. And if you do like it, I'll catch you next week. And bye-bye.